Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa and today's Domain Sherpa Review episode titled All Your Brand Are Belong to Us. And shout out to Zero Wing. And thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's show features Braden, Amar, and Drew, and it's a good one. We play the domain game featuring Passage.com, Wealth.net, GraniteExpo.com, Baps.com, and Euphoric.net. And then we've got the NameJet and the Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including InTheZone.com, RisingTide.com, and StrategicFunding.com. We also talk about Hesta.com and how to approach a potential domain acquisition when you only got one key prospective buyer. So how do they do that? We get some really good insight from the Sherpas on that. We also get into a discussion about Meta selecting threads.net for the homepage for their new Threads app. And does that signal a boost for .net domains in general? And we also talk about the recent sale of solarenergy.com. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, and all that good stuff where you can. We're also now integrating our shows with Muse.ai, which provides new search functionality for the shows and the transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And last but not least, big shout out to Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. John Burgundy, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. And I'm just happy to be here. So let me tell you, there are four segments to the Domain Sherpa Review. Segment one is grand opening. I intro the Sherpas. We talk to them, see what's going on. I do the AKAs. We get on some related things, some unrelated things. See what's up. Segment two is the domain game. We hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We give out, we keep score, and then we give out some swag to the winner. Maybe, you know, actually we do have some swag. So, you know, like just, you know. The only reason I haven't sent it to you, Braden, is because you currently don't have a permanent address. So, you know, that's
And what
really...
about me? What's your excuse for not sending my swag?
You've never won. Hey. I'm just playing, baby. You know I got you. You know I got you. You a winner. You a winner, Amar. All right.
Girl, you got what I need.
Yeah, but you say he's just a friend. All right. Segment three, NameJet and the Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but certainly not least, segment four is grand closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we have not already discussed. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler, Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, Graybeard, the Domain Pirate, Cancel Adams, all that good stuff. Drew, what's up, my dude?
Living my best life. Living my best life.
You really are living your best life, man.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, it's your world, man. We all just living in it. But all right. Well, welcome back. I know you were away. You were in, I think, Greece was where your summer
glow trial. A little smoke. But just for one day. Every other day was perfectly clear and beautiful. But it was hot. It was hot. It was too hot. It was a great trip. Yeah, it was great. Not in Portugal, baby. Portugal is the best place on earth. Portugal is 85, 88 degrees, 90 degrees. We got that nice cool breeze coming off the Atlantic. It's as good as it gets, baby. Portugal.
Oh, man, Portugal. Man.
I landed in the best place on earth.
Big shout out Portugal. Big shout out to Lisbon. You know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to all you Americans who need a visa to come and visit my ass now.
We need a visa to come to Portugal now?
As of yesterday or 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's like the ESTA for non-Americans.
Do you do it at the airport America. Or you have to do it ahead of time?
I think you could do it either one. It's like instantaneous. It's basically instant. It costs €7 or €8 or something.
Oh, it's just and, the money making.
Yeah. It's reciprocity. It's reciprocity.
We reciprocating up in here.
Yeah.
And well, cool,
I'm all
man.
For you reciprocity. Know? You know what I'm saying?
I do love
eye for an eye, man. Baby. Eye for an eye.
It is one of my favorite cities, favorite places.
I think we should introduce the eye for an eye type of shit back. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'd have so much less corruption and all this bullshit going on.
I'm with it, man. Like,
you have a lot of motherfuckers in politics with no eyes. I'll tell you that much.
Or you have like Mitch McConnell, man. We're just going to turn your battery off. You know what I'm saying? Homeboy, did you see that clip? He's like,
yeah. That was the hottest shit I ever saw. I never saw him do that.
Did you guys see it?
All of a sudden, he went ice. He dude's talking. You know, his fucking face is melting like usual. And then all of a sudden, dude just goes,
wow.
And he doesn't blink. His eyes don't close. He doesn't move. His knees don't buckle. You would think if he had a stroke or like a heart attack, something would happen. But the dude just went.
Yeah, just froze. Like, it was literally like somebody's pulled like.
And it's
pulled
like
the plug.
It's like a minute. He's like this for like 40 seconds. Before, and people are looking around, they're like, dude's like, are you okay? He's just frozen. He's like, yeah, that was weird. I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a human being freeze like that.
Crazy.
Yesterday. It was yesterday. Mitch McConnell, he just froze. It was like, dude, I'm telling you, I'm not even playing. Okay.
But you're talking about a movie.
No, this was yesterday. Mitch McConnell. Yeah. It was literally like, and I'm sorry. I know dude is probably, he's a horrible human being, so I'm not really sorry. But like, I don't know. I've never seen that happen to a human. It looked like somebody just shut the switch off on a robot. Like, robot was talking. Somebody hit the switch and went, robot froze. Yeah, that's what happened. Like, I actually think I can't think of another reason other than he is a robot.
And then he was escorted away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he came back though, like shortly after, and you know, made. I don't know if
they just put a new battery in the robot.
They put a new battery in the battery pack. Put a battery in his back for real. Yeah, like dude came up to him like 40 seconds after, like he just stopped moving, talking, everything. Was like, do you have anything else to say?
He's like, blinking. He literally stopped blinking. Like, how do you just stop blinking?
He kind of came to, and they were like, "You have anything left to say?" He's like, "Nah." And then they kind of sort of wheeled him out. You know what I mean?
He didn't even say,
look, these politicians on both sides of the fence, man. You can't be 80 plus years old. Like, I get your point. Your point is, you know, just like go poolside. You've grafted enough money. You can go like, you know, go on vacation. You know what I'm saying? It's bad, bro.
Yo, you graft, dude. Your graft is deep. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? You got paid.
50
it's cool.
years of graft. Come on, man. Yeah. Move aside for somebody else to get a little graft.
Anyway, all right. Well, good. I'm glad we're already vibing today. Man, today's already off to a good start. We're hitting politics. We're 30 seconds in. You know it's going down. Let me continue with the AKAs. To my lower right, I got my boy Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Woodland Hills. See? Oh, no disclaimer needed in this bitch. Although you're not
I
in
don't think movie. Woodland Hills has ever had an Archduke.
It does now. You know what I'm saying? Bradenton Politan.
There's a first for everything.
You know what I'm saying? We're changing it up. We're putting crowns on our heads. We walk in. We're changing the game. That would be kind of cool.
They got a mayor. I think he's probably the owner of the dry cleaner or something. I don't know who he is. But.
Exactly right, exactly. Man. Hey. But he should walk around wearing a crown. That would be
thing,
really
man,
cool.
No
that'd
Archduke,
be some viral
there's
shit.
There's nothing stopping you from pronouncing yourself as the Archduke.
Ooh.
You know what?
You know what I mean? You don't even need a duel.
Well, you know what? I already own woodlandhills.com, so I'll just.
There you
you want to make. You
crown myself.
Exactly.
I think it's a foregone conclusion now.
As domain name owners, we are sovereign digital individuals. So on woodlandhills.com, if you post up, this is woodlandhills.com, the official city, the official website of Woodland Hills. As of today, the Archduke of Woodland Hills, Braden Pollock.
It'd just be a picture of me like this.
I'm back.
Yep.
I think a crown is an underrated. That's official.
Who's gonna tell you otherwise?
Because nobody. And if you rock the crown, more people would know. And so we were having a conversation about
this. So everybody understands, this is the value of domain names. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the Archduke of Woodland Hills if you don't own woodlandhills.com. Because then somebody else is going to, then Amar's going to own woodlandhills.com. He's going to say, I'm the Archduke of Woodland Hills, and you ain't shit.
Now we get into violence, because now you guys got to settle it, like, you know, for real. Hey, real quick, because Drew brought up a point earlier today about crowns in general, and I didn't realize there was a dual purpose to crowns, that there is a benefit to having these gems in and around your head, I guess is a real thing, you know? So it's not just for the pomp of it, but it is, you know.
Is it also like if you have to escape, you have some money with you?
No, man. It's about resonance and frequency and resonating the
like the crystals, the energy.
Yeah. Yes. Except that when you're rocking with like sapphires, it resonates much higher than a crystal, right? But that's why that dude's rocking 200 carat sapphires on his forehead. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to King Charles, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out King Charles, man.
All right.
There ain't no rapper following like King Charles.
There ain't no rapper telling me I can't get no money.
Yeah.
Ain't no rapper that all that outside? Camilla Parker Bowles either, though.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. That's true. Queen B. All right. Well, Braden, how you doing though, man? I introduced you but didn't even let you get a word in. What's up?
I'm hanging in, man. Just waiting to get back to Woodland Hills.
That's it. See, you're gonna be back, but you're gonna show up like Return of the King, Lord of the Rings.
He's rolling in with a Trojan horse. Y'all thought shit was sweet? I'm rolling in with my Trojan horse. The Archduke is back.
The Archduke of Woodland Hills, baby. Let's go.
Almost back.
Guess who's back? Back again.
All right, move on.
All right, keeping it moving. Below me, I got my boy Amar Kuba, aka King Kuba, aka Danny Ocean, aka the even greater Gatsby. Don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all. Aka Amarzan, aka Kuba Libre, aka Kuba Soze. What's up, man?
What's going on?
Kuba Soze.
We're like still that. In here, man. We're still doing what we do.
Your new AKA, John Jeremy, not John Jeremy. What's his name?
Shit, that's a good one too. John Burgundy, man.
John Burgundy. That's new. I like that.
That is new, man. Yeah,
Ron Jeremy.
Maybe? Yeah, John Jeremy.
Or John Jeremy could be.
I like that. Ron Jeremy. But yo, tell me that there's not somebody who hit their expiration date, right? You know what I'm saying? Right, I mean, yo.
Well, now he's now enjoying.
Yo,
the
him
deal.
And Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Well, that is a really interesting combination of people, man. Too.
Yo, I saw a comparison side by side of her literally on the campaign trail when Biden was running. That was what, 3 years ago, and she was like a very attractive, well kept woman, and now she looks like. You know, it ain't good. I'm gonna be polite. It just ain't good. Looks like she's been through the ringer.
I'm gonna do some Googling.
She was the head of the Democratic Party.
No, I get it. I know who she is.
She was ever attractive, Drew.
Well, she was a well kept. You know, she had no wrinkles. Let's put
we
it this
can say
way.
Well kept.
She had no wrinkles. Now she looks like she's
There are always good photos of people and there are bad photos of people out there. And you find the best photo and you find the worst photo. You put them together and you're like, see what happened?
Nah, but this wasn't a photo. I was watching a live video stream of her interviewing Robert Kennedy. And she looked like death was upon her.
Robert Kennedy.
She probably had better days. You know, she looked like she's
Robert Kennedy is the only hope for America.
Oh, wow. This is where we're going, huh?
Not while I'm drinking. Come on now.
Damn. I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Damn.
Robert Kennedy is the first political candidate to inspire me since childhood.
Yeah, but isn't he also kind of nuts? Truth. Like, isn't he also a wacko?
That is kind of. If you watch mainstream media and your brain is toxic, sure.
All right. Well, you know what? We're not going to get into too much of politics because that's not what we do here on Domain Sherpa. But look, shout out to Ron Jeremy. Shout out to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. Some people got supporters. Some people got detractors. This is what, you know, some people were fans of. Some people were not.
Hey, listen, at least people are talking about you. You know what I mean? It's better than nothing.
That's absolutely right. We all just people at the end of the
day. And you are channeling John Burgundy right now pretty well.
That's it, man. Well, Jen came up with that one on one of the Rabbit Hole shows. And
Wait, who's John Burgundy?
Well, it's Ron Burgundy. Anchorman.
Ron Burgundy. Me?
Yeah.
You?
No, oh, me. That's my AKA is okay. John Burgundy, you know, like Jonathan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And stay classy. Stay classy, San Diego.
I like that. Stay classy.
Well, and then sometimes when he's pissed off, it's go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. Go fuck yourself, San Diego. But that's actually what they put on the teleprompter.
He's just reading the teleprompter.
Yeah, he'll read anything off the teleprompter. I'm in a glass case of emotion. Milk was a bad choice. Yo, Anchorman is my.
All right, team. Let's go. Let's get started. We haven't even started the show yet.
Nah, I know. And look at how much fun we're having. Right. Look how much enough fun words. We're having. Hey, let's everybody. Hey, look how good looking I am. All right. Let's slide into some domain game. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of domain game, that's what we call that.
I got a sapphire in my hand, by the way. Look
at this. Oh, it's black.
No, well, it's not black. It's deep blue. Deep blue.
Very nice. Ah.
23 carats.
See,
is that why you're in such a good mood?
Might be. I've been playing with it in my hand. All day.
See, there's something to it. Well, how about you can hold it in your, what is it? You can hold it in your mind. You can hold it in your hand. See, you know, something like that. All right. What, you got to buy or sell? We got the domain game. As everybody knows, each one of the Sherpas is going to mention a name they either bought or sold. We're all going to guess on what that price was. And then we keep score and the winner gets what winners get. You know what I'm saying? And Drew, you got to buy or sell? You're up first.
Okay. Do you know if I can talk about the passage.com sale? I think I can.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good name.
All right. We sold passage.com. We owned.
I like that name.
But you got to put it in your phone and flip your phone. I'm out on this.
Yeah. If it was a broker deal, I wouldn't tell you about it, but we owned it.
This is just Amar and Braden. This is like a little head-to-head special matchup. Head-to-head, Billy. Throw head-to-head up on the top, you know? Give it a little something, like it's a special segment of the segment. All right. Go ahead and flip those phones. Boom. Ooh. Okay. Braden is at $425,000. Amar Zan is at $500,000. So
Amar wants his swag. Amar wants his swag.
Oh, circle gets a square. Yeah, let's go.
You guys are both wrong. It's 650.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm closer. Nice.
Yeah, that's the way the game works. He's like, neither of you got it exactly. Like, you're both wrong.
But yeah. Marcus, hey, listen, man. It's about exactitude. Exactitude.
Exactitude is, yeah, details matter. That's true. But this is a guessing game, and it's not intended to get it right on the number. Okay.
Maybe you should stick that crystal up your ass, bro.
I thought about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, man, you know, I'm just trying to get the full benefits of this sapphire.
I'm trying.
Exactly. You know what I'm, I mean, it'll have a lot of, you know, vibrations.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, like you get your thetan level up. You know what I mean? All right. Let's go. So, all right, you want to tell any details about what we bought it and any of the history? Can you get into any of that, Drew?
No, I don't really tell you much. I mean, we bought it 3, 4, 5 years ago. I think we paid 75, and you know, about a 9x.
Bang.
Yeah, it's a good name. I mean, I would have priced it up there too. I chose low because you said it was your name, and I thought, you know, you're not brokering it. You know, it's much margin when it's your name, and you might just want to take your chips off the table. I know you just spent a bunch of money on the stuff, so I just chose low based on that. So, but 650 is a good price.
Sapphire down.
Sapphire down. Everybody stop. The show stops while he's got to find it. All right. Well, good. All right. Amar gets the first point. All right, Braden, it is on you for the next name. Do you got a buy or a sell?
Let's do a buy. Let me see. Got a bunch of names lately. Let's go with, okay, here's one I just bought like 2 days ago. Wealth.net.
Ooh, nice name.
That's a great name. Love that. Love this journey for you.
So, and this is a buy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I like it. I like that name. That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Last name I acquired.
You bought it, so that I kind of want to go a little lower, but this is. I'm gonna go lower.
All right.
Let's do it.
Ready, Freddy?
Yes.
No, JT. What are you doing?
Oh, my bad. I was just.
He wasn't looking.
What do you, right. I'm like, Braden, where's your guess?
I was going to put 15,000 too. I had 15,000 and then I changed it to 12,000.
I actually had 9.
I got squeezed.
So I was $7,777. Drew was, what were you, Drew? You were
12,5.
And Amar was at 15,000. I was actually at 9,999 before I changed it, only because it was a buy and not a sell.
Yeah, I was at 12,5 and then I went to 15.
All right, so Braden.
You just stuck with your number. It was 10,000. 10,000 even.
What you know?
Wait, no, but I still got it.
JT, you're the winner, but you would have been off by $1.
Oh, that would have made me look like such a G, man. See, you got to have conviction. We talked about this morning on a call, and it's really true. You got to stick to your guns and you got to have conviction. And more often than not, you're going to feel better because I think you feel worse. Now, in this case, I still won. So I'm still a winner. So I still feel really good about myself.
It's
a good opportunity for a lesson for everybody to know and understand. It's like you'll feel worse if you move off your original gut feeling and you're wrong versus that last minute switch getting you, meaning like.
I was very poorly explained, but he's right.
Yeah. So it was terrible. Extremely poorly explained. I get no points for the explanation, but I understand that too. All right, so Braden, talk to us about the details.
Yeah.
It was actually a little high for what I spend for one word nets. It's at the high end for sure, but such a strong, wealth.
Banger.
Fintech, it's just such a great name. And also I like the net. I think the left and the right of the dot go together, like net, yep. Net worth,
Yeah, I got to say, man, for .net, this is like literally one of the best, like,
it's a banger. .net
domains. I mean, and I think that wealth is an interesting thing because there's obviously like such a, there's a future piece to it. There's a lot of that kind of stuff, like, technology related, fintech, all that kind of stuff. But there's also an old, we talk about .NETs being sort of like the dinosaur legacy extension that lends itself more to the brick and mortar kind of stuff, And I think you think about wealth management and some of that stuff, like, it's still very much a boomer name for boomer things that still could drive a lot of value is what I'm trying to say, So I like.
Yeah, some offline like wealth management, advisor, like that would be just an amazing name. Right.
Yeah, if that's your like, you find us
about that. Speaking of that, what do you guys think of Threads going with Threads.net? Do you think that's going to have any effect on the .net market?
It might. Just like Twitter's rebrand X.com as everybody buying up X domains and even end users. But I think it'll have. I think it gives it a little bit of legitimacy. But the truth is like, because it's Facebook, because they're as big as they are, because of the on-ramp to Threads is usually through Instagram or Facebook.
Right. Not usually. It is.
It's pretty much 100%. I don't really think it matters.
Right. Yeah. They're going to eventually make it web-based as well. So sure. Like now it's just view, at least last time I checked, it was just view only, but yeah. I'm pretty sure they're going
to
have a web-based version.
Yeah.
So I think that starts to maybe get into people's heads, but I mean, I'm not really too super excited about .NET, but this could have a positive catalyst.
Yeah, no, we might be able to, you know, dump our bags.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Hey, on the last show, we had bags.net was literally one of the domains that's going to auction.
Yeah. No, I think all three of us feel the exact same about .NETs and .orgs. You know, it's like, it should be a great second choice. It's got the history, but there's been some incredible companies built on .NETs, but it's just always going to be the redheaded stepchild.
Right. But this really could change. I mean, I don't think it's going to make it jump to number two, but I do think it maybe puts it back in on the radar.
I think it puts it on the radar. I think that's right. I think it puts it on the radar. I'm not going to say ahead of anything else, but it puts it back on the billboard and or on the dartboard, and it wasn't on the dartboard for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, all good. All right, cool.
But I think that's right. I think that you see any company of that size saying, look, we're okay launching a multi-billion-dollar
product. .NET. They're
giving it legitimacy. No question.
They're saying that .NET is viable. Right?
Totally. That's the message. 100%. 100%. 100%. Yep.
Of course, they'll still buy the .com if they need it, because for them to throw, here's $20 million, whatever, if they need it, it's not
relevant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't even used Threads yet. Is it anything? Is it working? Is it active? Is it?
I think the initial hype was like Cycle was big, and now it's kind of died off again.
Well, yeah. So last I read was it's like there's a 50% drop off in daily active users, but like there's 185 million people that have signed up for it. So it's like they just hit the ground running. But yeah. because it's Instagram. But people have definitely dropped off, but that's okay. After the initial spike, it's still a lot of people using it.
Yeah. Now they got to sort of find their sweet spot. They need to differentiate. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to go head to head and compete with Twitter or X. It's too much.
It's a very different experience. So, you know, when I will go and look and see what's on Thread, it is more of a, I want to say like more positive vibe, right? There's not, people aren't talking shit to each other.
But that's the only thing I like. I'm saying,
right.
I love that.
I'm saying it serves a different, it's not going to displace Twitter. It serves I feel like it serves a different purpose. And I was reading somewhere, the reason he really did it is because
audience really likes how engaged JT is.
Because
they're having a conversation. They can't tell when they're listening as opposed to watching. You know what I'm saying?
Most people watch.
I was checking. Actually, no, it's not true. But we can look at the analytics and talk about it. But I was just checking something on my phone. I wanted to see about the Threads app. I haven't used it yet either. So I was trying to.
So what I was reading was that one of the main reasons Zuckerberg did this is because he gets so much more monetizable data from words than from images.
Totally. Yeah. So
it's basically just going to feed the Instagram and Facebook, advertising engine.
Whoever said a picture was worth 1,000 words.
Right.
until we have image recognition.
Yeah. Which we already have.
Oh, yeah. But,
It's getting better.
But it's not the image recognition. The Muse.ai, where we host this podcast.
Right. It's not image recognition.
Dude, their image recognition is insane. It's insane. Right, show me an episode where somebody wore somebody had a blue button on their shirt. It'll fucking find every episode where somebody had a blue button on their shirt instantaneously.
Right. But you can't yet click to purchase that blue button. And that's what's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you can monetize every video, every photo that's posted by anybody.
Yeah.
And that's going to be huge.
should we go long? What's the
you know, the picture people. Who are they? They own all the, you know,
pictures. Oh, Getty Images?
Getty. Yeah, we should go long Getty.
Dude, Getty, man. They are, you know.
No, it's going to be UGC. It's going to be everybody that just posts a photo of whatever onto Instagram, and then, you know, you take a picture of the beach of a bunch of girls in bikinis, and all those bikinis are now buyable. And so some girl could look at the picture.
Ain't like, nobody looking to buy the bikini, bear brother.
Okay. Maybe that was a wrong example for you.
I mean, I thought that was actually a pretty good example. I liked it. I was like, oh, that's pretty solid.
He was like, girls in bikinis, and he couldn't follow anymore.
But no, I think you're absolutely right. Like, it'll be the kind of thing where something gets posted and it'll be like, buy this bikini, and you'll click it just like you would search for bikini or something on Google, and they would bring up all the shopping. In this case, it would just take that, it would cut that step out and make it that you could literally be like, you know,
since Drew moved to Europe, he might be wearing bikinis. I mean, you know, it's possible.
What do you think he's wearing? What do you think he looks like from the waist down?
Listen, man, we don't have that problem over here. It's all you folk in the U.S. who are real confused about what type of underwear or swimwear to wear. You know what I'm saying? We good over here. We know.
All right. Well, Amar.
So when we have this product recognition, right, and when all the photos become buyable, right, mm-hmm. you can click through and buy it. What that's going to do is, it's obviously the platforms are going to make a shit ton more money because of the commissions, but they can now share the commissions with whoever posted that image. And once you can share that commission, that's why Facebook had come up with, what was it, Libra or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
The cryptocurrency, because it's micropayments, because, you know, what they're going to share is 3 cents, six totally. Cents, right? And so, but once you can now pay people that are posting, people are going to post like crazy because they can make money from doing nothing, right? And now once people are posting like crazy, now you get a ton more content on all these platforms. That's what the platforms want, is more content, because more content they have, right?
More ads they
can, the more money they can make, et cetera. So it's going to, like, the internet's going to explode once that thing, once product recognition becomes truly viable.
Yep.
It's a brave new world. So, all right, well. Amar, what you got as far as the buy or sell?
Let's do a sell.
Congratulations, by the way, on selling a domain.
I don't remember what that's like.
GraniteExpo.com.
Granite?
This is going to be a tough one for you guys.
Granite Expo. Is that a thing? Okay. That's pretty
I'm surprised you had that name to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so the reason I bought it is because I bought our
granite countertop.
Quartzite, we bought our quartzite slabs from them here when we were remodeling, and the guy was really, really cool. So I was actually buying it. I was going to give it to the guy, and then he didn't want it, so I just. I held on.
What happened was.
So we didn't get.
I was going to give it to him, but I sold it instead. And then I cut his bill.
All right. So you sold it. Let's see. GraniteExpo.com. All right.
Then you'll be surprised. There's a Granite Expo in every city, probably.
Okay, I just changing my price. You know. All right, ready to flip? Let's go, Drew.
Oh, wait, hold up. I didn't. It's so bad, I didn't even think about a price.
I was going to go lower, but then I was informed that there's a Granite Expo in every city, son. All right, here we go. Ready, set, flip.
No.
Drew, where's your number?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay. This is an interesting spread. We got Drew at 988, Braden at 998, and I'm at $4,999. I was going to be at 2999, so I was at $3,000, and then you threw that comment out there, and I did literally what I just said after the last shit, not to do. Go ahead. Who wins?
9,900.
Yeah! Wow. Bang! What 99. Up?
Right. You got $10,000 for that? No.
Look at that. Boy Amar. Amarzan, baby.
What made you ask
go,
$10,000?
LL Amar J.
Yeah, where'd you come up with that?
Don't call it a comeback.
You don't know how I work, apparently.
Yo, putting in that work.
That's wild. He's
only had that a couple years, too.
He went to his vacation was to work, was works in Caicos, baby. Let's go. Put him at work.
I think I turned down like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 along the way, and I just said, no, 9,900 is the number.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Cool. That's wild.
Where did you get that? Did that drop, or you was a hand reg, or what?
It was a drop. And I think I paid 600 something bucks for it. Like I said, I bought it to give to the guy. So
you paid 600 bucks to give it to him? You're crazy.
That's a nice gift. Wow.
So
why don't you just pay him for your credit?
I did.
Pay him for your townhouse.
I did.
All right.
Wow.
Dale. So, all right, let's do this. So, all right, well, that was. Congratulations.
So JT, you won.
I won. So that means I'm currently winning the domain game with two, but there's a chance for you to tie me and take it to overtime, perhaps. So let me run. I don't have a name to talk about necessarily, but someone, we did get a comment where someone was talking about appreciating when we talk about sales on NameJet and why a name might sell for what it sells for. So let me do this. I'm going to bring up a NameJet auction name, and you guys will guess as to what it sold for. So stay off your computers. Were you guys, anyone involved in the BAPS, BAPS.com auction that ended come somewhat recently? Drew, mm-hmm. Were you in that one?
What? BAPS?
BAPS, BAPS.
I don't know.
All right, well, then let's go with that one. BAPS.com, BAPS. Do it quick, though, so we know you're not looking at your NameJet account and seeing what some, you know, or any of that nonsense.
But there's no like backlinks. It's not an SEO thing, right? You're not throwing us a curveball, are you?
No, all I'm doing is picking a name that recently sold.
I got no
insight, though, as to why or what. BAPS.
BAPS. Where was it? Where was the auction?
NameJet. All right, y'all flip it. Let's go.
Based on nothing.
BAPS. All right, so Brady's at $2,800, Drew's at $4,508, and Amar was at $10,000.
The reason
Amar
is
has tied the game.
Nice.
Amar has tied the domain game. This name sold for $21,350.
Why are you there? I mean, how much? Sure,
$21,350.
What?
So
on NameJet?
Why you give us an anomaly? That's like you think that's based on who
anomaly? Benefits from that?
It's got to be SEO value, or you know, some end user really wanted it or something. Because it's not worth that.
So you don't think that
it's got
that
no SEO value, zero. There's no, it's got good. No, it's nothing, no links, no nothing.
Well, there had to be a reason it went that high.
Yeah, what is BAPS?
Well, let's take a quick look, guys. This is the value we're trying to bring. You know,
I was wondering if it was, when I first saw that name, I thought it was related to bait.
Okay, like bathing ape.
Bathing ape.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking at first, but then obviously it's not. So I don't know. But that's when I first saw that name. That's what I thought of.
Okay.
It's a Hindi humanitarian organization.
Mm-hmm.
.org. That seems to be the biggest meaning. They got 46,000 followers, 47,000 followers. But I don't see why you got to be a dedicated Hindi to be like, I'm going to drop 21 G's on the .com.
Yeah, what about LinkedIn? Yeah. Anything like let's
see. It could be, it's possible it's traffic from this Hindi thing. Because they're on BAPS.org.
Maybe.
All right. Well, you know, this is what everybody's paying for. This is what our audience is paying for with their admission fees. They want to get this great insight from you guys about something like
that. Yeah, they showed up for us to be like, I don't know.
exactly. Like, I just went through the order history. It just seemed interesting. I wasn't like, you know, but more importantly,
our expert analysis, our expert analysis is we have no idea.
We have no idea. And we would not. So you guys would not have paid this kind of money for this kind of domain.
Definitely not.
All right. Well, I thought maybe you'd have some insight. All good. Let's keep it moving. All right. So here's the deal. Amar and I are tied. So we have to go into a sudden death. Could Braden or Drew, I would elect Braden. So it's not a name that I know, but do you have another name you could float for us? Another buy, maybe another a sell, something that we could do a tiebreaker.
All right. Let me see what I got for you.
Amar, get your phone ready. Drew, you can chill since you didn't get any points this game.
All right, here's another .net that I picked up.
Okay. Talk to us.
Euphoric.
Ooh. .net. Euphoric. That's a horrible .net, man.
Euphoric.
All right.
You were euphoric when you bought that.
I was on the fence when I bought it. I was like,
and I put $4.99 and Amar put $1,800 for euphoric.net as a buy. Braden, who's the winner today?
JT's the winner. $4.55 is what I paid.
Was all that right.
So dead serious, all playing aside. Who do you envision, in what way do you envision that euphoric.net could be used?
Euphoric is just a very positive term, and
I'll let you say positive. I'm not going to say very positive because it does also have a connotation of like aloofness and
I don't think aloof. No, but it's definitely a positive name. I'll drop the very for you.
Okay,
but I don't agree with you.
Conceded.
it's just a positive term. Everybody knows it. I don't know if everyone can spell it.
What would you value the .com at?
Let's go look. What's on the .com if I can spell it? Nothing. Doesn't even resolve.
Well,
probably get that for $4.50.
You know what?
Oh man.
It was a cheap name. You know, I'm taking a flyer on it. It was not like, oh, I got to get that name. I probably put a $500 ish proxy on it and I got it for $4.50. I was like, whatever. If I can get it for under $500, fine.
I'm euphoric right now.
I'm not
because
better
I
than
won.
You. I've got 500 to 1,000 names with that same story. And Amar's got 5,000 names with that same story.
Speaking of Amar, I'm euphoric because I beat Amar in the domain game. He's still no swag for
you. If
you
buy a bunch of names cheap enough, you know, like they're good. Every once in a while, they're going to sell, and that covers all the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And Amar, I'm going to send you swag anyway, dog, because you my people Thanks, like bro. That. You know?
So you need to add it to your account, Braden, because it's resolving to a Dan page that's not properly configured.
Oh, okay. Get in there and, you know. Get off the hayride and fix your account, right?
Allie just got back from Europe yesterday, so she's playing catch up.
Shout out to Allie, man. Shout out to Allie. She all good.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, cool, man. I think that was a successful game, considering my victory. Feeling pretty good about it, and I'll be talking about that one for a little bit. All right. Well, look, let's keep it moving. We're going to slide into the next segment of the show, which is NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by our friends at NameJet. And we're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction. We're going to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. If you go to the site, the domainsherpa.com page, and grab, we have the Excel sheet for the list, which has the domain, Estabot appraisal, take those with a grain of salt. How many back orders is the time we did the show, when you have to have your order in by? Keep in mind, they're all expiring domains, which means that in order to participate in the auction, which would be a private auction, you have to have a back order in on the name, minimum bid back order in on the name by the order by date, or at least by the right time on the order by date in order to make the cutoff. And along with some other info and insight as well into the names. So definitely check that out. And, you know, hopefully that helps. All right.
I'm going to make a quick point. So you guys were talking shit about Granite Expo paying that much. If you go to the, it's being used now. They have seven locations and they were using the graniteexpo.com before. Their emails are all random Yahoo and Gmail and whatever. So now they're going to be able to consolidate all their locations under one premium domain. That's perfect for them. And I mean, 10 grand is a drop in the bucket if they're, these guys make a lot of money.
No, I think that's a fantastic point. And I think it's actually a great, you know, sort of illustration of the value of domains. Why they're worth what they're worth. Because to your point, I mean, if you're spending any money on marketing, if you're spending money on a website, like, you've got to have a domain that is like, that actually is your brand. And, you know, that is, for these guys, is probably the best domain they could get short of granite.com. And, you know, and like you said, for what they spent, absolutely reasonable. And the fact that they're using it and, you know, getting use out of it,
Yeah, I mean, they'll be able to consolidate all their locations under one brand, which is great. Because they were like, for instance, for their San Jose one, they had graniteexposj.com. For a different one, they used the Granite Expo. So it's just like they weren't consistent. So this gives them one, you know, universal umbrella brand.
Consistency is key, man. Were you looking all that up after everybody was dissing you, saying that Granite X, like, they were shocked?
Well, no. I
think you undersold. Now I feel like you undersold it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like, shit.
No. Like, I mean, you guys weren't dissing me. You were saying that, the you know, that's a stupid number to pay. But I mean, I think it's a good buy for the new owners.
100%. I actually think in a lot of ways they got a bargain, and I don't think we were saying it was a stupid number to pay. I think everyone thought it was a bit on the high side, but I actually don't think that's the case. When you look at, like, you know, and this is why we talk about this all the time, when you're valuing a domain, you know, it's not, and this is part of the Rosner equation and all that. It's, you know, it's the intersection of culture and commerce, right? I mean, that's like, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like, it's the use of the name and who's out there that actually has the name. What does their budget look like? You know, what are their means? And, you know, really gives you a sense of what the real value is to a company.
The total addressable market, there's the proxy for the total addressable market is search volume and other lesser important forms of adoption metrics. And the proxy for commercial ability is the cost per click. And between those, I think you can assess 80% of what the, you know, objective value is. And then, you know, there's a lot of subjective things that go into it. And generally speaking, domains sell more for their subjective value than their objective value. But the objective value is absolutely critical in anchoring both parties to whereabouts is fair market for this thing.
I'd say that to give a little nuance to your last statement, I think domains on the lower end of the price spectrum sell more objective value. Domains on the higher end of the price spectrum sell more based on subjective value.
I think that's probably mostly true. I think it's probably more the middle ground. I think at the very lower end, it's just impulse. I think at the very lower end, if you're talking about, you know, $500 to $2,500, I think those names are pure impulse. It doesn't, it's not neither here nor there if it's a $500 name, or it's budget, impulse, you know, thresholds. And then I think you're right. I think that, you know, in that middle ground, the $2,500 to $50,000, people are really concerned, you know, what is this name worth? And looking to get a fair market and objective value
And at the high end, there's just, there's so many variables involved that, but I do think that the objective value, even in a subjective purchase and in a subjectively priced transaction, I think that the objective value is key to anchoring, you know, in the right spot and then sort of maneuvering from there. Guys, what do you think about solarenergy.com that sold on Sato yesterday for $175,000? Too cheap? Just right?
Way too cheap.
I mean, way too cheap, right?
I think
way too cheap. I think it's okay. I think it's, you know, it's an EMD. The term is really solar power, not solar energy.
I would think the term is solar.
Well, the term for what, though? Like,
yeah.
Well, solar for sure is way better. But then beyond that, solar power. People say solar power more than they say solar energy. I don't know anybody.
That's true.
I've never said probably. Solar energy. I say solar power.
Solar power probably is the bigger term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's a decent sale. I mean, it's such a massive growing category. So we all like.
That's the thing is there are. It's like AI, solar, hydrogen to some extent. You know, these are basically the areas where trillions of dollars are going to be invested over the next decade.
There's double the exact match for solar energy to solar power, just to
really,
so you know. Yeah.
Boom. Motherfucking wow. Lamar coming in with actual data. I feel like solar
energy is the more commercial term. And that's what you know, that's where the money's going to be.
Motherfuckers, like, I always knew solar energy was the term. I said, well,
that shit. Is that US? Amar, that data, is that US data?
I assume so.
To increase the sample size now. You're like efficient, man. You're just like, yo, give me some data that supports the statements that I was just making, right. Please.
I'll tell you the real deal.
So to be clear, I mean, when I say it was way undersold or way too cheap, I think that, you know, in the next 5 years, that name should be a seven-figure name.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, if you look at the data, it actually, Braden's right. This was sold just about right. It's 36,000 exact match searches in the U.S., $3.50 a click. It's got a great long tail, though. Solar energy companies with 8,000. What is solar energy? 7,000. Solar energy company 6. Solar energy definition 5. You know, it goes on and on. There's a pretty, pretty fat long tail on that. But based on today's data,
right?
That's about the right price. That really is about the right price.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm talking just like if you were to hold, I think that that name is an appreciating asset for sure.
Yeah, there's no.
I agree with that.
Few places that more money is going to flow than into solar over the next decade.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I agree. But you know, what's the situation of the seller?
Right.
You know, what did they pay? How long have they had it? Do they need money? Yeah. You know, this could be like, you know, a lottery winning for them. I mean, who knows?
Do you guys have any insight into who the seller was or who the buyer is or anything?
No, I know Dave Evanson sold it, but I don't know who the owner was.
Yeah, I'm glad we went through this exercise because that had been bugging me. I was like, man, that just seems crazy for it to have sold for that price. But the data says otherwise. It actually was priced right. So hats off, Dave. Well done. Congrats, buyer, seller.
Yeah.
You know, look at that, man. Positive vibes. All that's all we do here on Domain Sherpa.
We're feeling you.
We're all positive.
Yeah, we're feeling euphoric. We're feeling euphoric. It's the sapphire. And you know, we got sapphire energy, big sapphire energy.
Sapphire up in the house. It's all good.
All right, let's get into some name jet names. Let's see what we think these
names. Oh my god, I thought the show was over. Okay, here we go. Let's go.
No, we just did segment 3, baby, but we had halftime, you know what I'm saying? All right, so we're sliding into segment 3, which is the name jet and the jet segment sponsored by Name Jet. All right, well, let's rock on this list and let's see what's really good. Let's start with you, Braden, since you were the second man up on. Yeah. Unless you want to let Amar start with the list and you can go after him.
No, I'll go. Let me just open it up.
All right.
The spreadsheet here. All right. Feud.org. I don't know about Feud. It doesn't feel like it goes well with .org. Even though I know .orgs are hot right now and I've always liked them, but.
Are they hot right now? Why are they hot? What?
Crypto, and you know, all the alt stuff they're using.
Okay.
They're not afraid to use .orgs. But Feud feels more like, I don't know, FanDuel or something, you know. Doesn't feel like it goes with .org. So that's not a positive, I guess. Junkyard.org. And that one's interesting because I like the term junkyard. There's a bunch of companies call themselves junkyard. And I could see that. I could see the .org going with it because junkyard can be anything. I mean, it could be an NFT project, right? I could see that work. And then I'll do one more, marvelous.org, which is kind of like euphoric.
Yeah, you're hitting all the .orgs, man. So
yeah, that's the theme. It's the .org. So like, and then it. I'm done.
Marvelous.org. Like, what do you pay for that if you're buying that domain? Or what are you trying to pay?
It's gotta be cheap. It's gotta be like sub $500, and which now that I'm talking about it, somebody's gonna pay more than that. Because they're gonna think, well, I don't need to make as much money as Braden. Fine, I'll just sell it for $1,000. I'll double my money. Like, you know, or if I can sell for $2,000, it's gonna be a long hold. This is not something you're gonna flip right away. Mm-hmm. It's gonna sit for a very long time. But you know, if you can sell it for $3,500, $4,000, something like that, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It's just gonna take a minute.
All right, I dig it. All right, cool. And then, all right, Amar, what about you, dude? What do you like? What don't you like on the list?
So there's obviously something weird about Hesta. I don't know what the hell that is. So, I mean, it's pronounceable, but I don't know why it's got a $10,000 Hesta bot. So I don't like that one. The ones I do like.
Wait, before you get into what you do like, I put Hesta on the list for a reason. There is one company based.
Spanish word or?
No, it's actually a company based in Australia. Health insurance. And so my question and the reason why I put it in here because I wanted to talk about it is so you've got it's an Australian industry superannuation fund for workers in health and community service sectors, right? So they've got 90,000, they service 90,000 employers. They've got 1 million members, a lot of, you know, close to $68 billion in funds under management, you know,
and they're on the .com.au,
right? On the .com.au. So my question being, right, in a situation like this where you have like, and from what I could tell, that was the only, and that's the reason the name has the value that it has, and the biggest potential target that I saw. So if you're thinking, look, there's one buyer out here for this domain, right? How do you approach that? You know, when you're thinking about buying this name for yourself, are you saying there's only one buyer? I'm not interested. This buyer is, I'm not saying that this company, particularly this fund, is that like much of a target that it would be like, oh my God, it's a no brainer. But let's say it was, or let's say it's strong enough to feel like, hey, there's a chance that we've got an opportunity to, you know, sell this for real money. How much are you investing in that opportunity, right?
So I think it really depends on who that one buyer. There's a few factors in this case why I wouldn't do that. A, from personal experience, the Australian companies don't give a shit about .com. They just they're happy with their .com.au and that's they're going to stay
until they want to go international. But if they're staying in Australia, they want .com.au for sure.
Yeah, and because I have a bunch of great .coms that .com.au's are developed and bigger companies, and they don't care. But number two, then you look at the company itself, who is your one buyer? So going back to our earlier discussion, if I owned Thread, or if I had the opportunity to buy threads.com, and would I overpay for that knowing that there's only probably one buyer? Knowing that one buyer is Meta, I'd probably take that chance because I think your upside is asymmetric there to your downside, right? Like, so I think you have to really look at who that one buyer is before you make that bet, right? But generally speaking, I tell you, if you only have one buyer, it's probably not a great investment, but I think it depends who the buyer is.
Sure. Well, because a name like Threads, I mean, obviously there's other opportunities, but let's say it was the kind of name that was, but that's your big whale that's out there, right?
And right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like your downside on threads.com is not, it's not going to go to zero. But sure. If you pay
well, I have a different opinion. I mean, like no company is ever going to brand on Threads.
I disagree.
After Facebook. Nobody.
I disagree.
Nobody.
No. Why? I think it's a great name for a clothing.
You're going to be destroyed in search. No. You're going to be destroyed on social. You have no chance of breaking through.
I 100% disagree with you.
I think it's an interesting.
It would have to be a different use case, right? It would have to be.
Listen, there are like 5, maybe 10 companies in the world that I would make that statement about. But if Google decides to brand on something, you can't, as a consumer brand, try and brand on that. If Facebook brands on something, if Apple brands, you can. That's a big fucking shadow to try and get out from under.
That point is well taken. I totally agree with you on that point that it's a big shadow. But I think if it's a very different, like Threads is a perfect example. I would have no problem setting up a clothing type site or some fashion related site on threads.com, right? Or it could be bedding. Or it could be, I mean, there's so many things, other things it could be, I think, that I don't know. I don't think that's a bad.
I think you're both right. There is a big shadow, especially as it relates to social. But, and I also agree that it's probably not a good choice to brand on something like Threads. However, people still do it, right? People are not making the right. Necessarily the right decisions. They're not using branding agencies. They just pick a word that they like, right? And they go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're both right.
But so again, I guess the point would be in the Threads example is it's not going to be worth less. It's not going to be worthless, but it might be worth less.
I don't know if I gave you a shout out on your tagline, man. I think I might have missed that earlier. But yeah, all right. Braden
Pollack. Let's not go back and rehash it, though.
Archduke of Woodland Hills. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. And it's not that he's homeless. It's just that he's homeless. And
JT, what were you going to say about the what we were just talking about?
I would lean more towards, I agree that there are definitely a handful of brands where it's like, man, you know, it's you got to be really careful because it's going to be a really tough slog to kind of have to fight against, you know, unlimited budgets and, you know, the ability to get relatively front of mind, you know, in front of an enormous segments of the population. Threads, though, is such a generic word to me, and I agree with you that I think a clothing company that, you know, can utilize it. But I think what you're going to end up falling into, and this is so back to what, this is what I was going to say about this HESTA domain. You know, there's probably people that would buy it from you. If you bought a domain that had a really big target, it turns out that target doesn't work. There's probably other people that would buy it from you thinking they could reach that same target, right? But then that's going to be capped at a certain point for sure. And obviously the more fanciful and, you know, the more that the name doesn't mean anything else, like a generic term like Threads is actually a name that you can get a little bit of mileage out of, even with all that headwind. Obviously a name that doesn't have that kind of other sort of appeal because it's not as broad of a term. Is going to be super limited, right? So, you know, you're not going to front run the thing, but when do you reach out? Like, when do you, you know, like what?
I think you got an issue with HESTA also, just in general. Like, I mean, there's nothing else under for HESTA when you search. Like, I don't see anything.
No. There's several dozen companies called HESTA, and there's you know, the .io and the .agency and there's a bunch of HESTAs that are developed.
Interesting. Then that'll give you a little bit of, you know, something to backstop it, right? And I just find it interesting and kind of curious when you guys, if there is that one big potential buyer, right? You wait to buy the name, right? Again, front running is not something that anybody really does or condones. Plus, it's just, you know, it's just bad business. But, you know, But I guess I'm just trying to kind of gauge how do you sort of manage that balance, right? It's trying to figure out like, okay, realistically, do I think this is a buyer? If not, what are some other potential buyers? What are the potential uses? As those thin out, it becomes pretty worthless, right? Like it's not.
Listen, I just a couple of weeks ago bought a name that really had one potential buyer. it was a two word name, and I had one buyer in mind. I took a flyer on it, and I wasn't going to try to kill it. And reached out the following week once it hit my account, and he made me an offer, and I sold it for about two and a half times what I paid. And it was a real easy deal. He's like, "Yeah, I'll give you X." And I'm like, "All right, how about this?" He's like, "All right," and it was done. And otherwise, if it wasn't him, I would have sat on it for God knows how long.
So Braden, what did you say when you reached out? I'm curious. I'm genuine. Like, I don't ever do outbounds. I'm just wondering, like, what did you say when you reached out and said, "Hey, I own this brand, your brand."
Yeah, I picked up this name. It was a .com. He was using an alternative extension. I don't want to say what it is because I don't want to figure it out.
But what'd you say?
I didn't even give an explanation. I just said, "I picked this up." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I saw it on auction. I know about what he told me what I paid." And for whatever reason, he wasn't able to continue bidding on it. And I picked it up. And
so he was in the auction?
He had been in the auction. Yeah. Oh, and then wow.
Brain is like one of these front running auction guys from Bangladesh. All this time, I had these, you know, I thought it was these guys.
Here's the thing. He didn't reach out to him though, right?
No, I did not outbid him. He didn't have a verified account. And so his stopped at like, at $1,500 or something. So he couldn't bid. And so I outbid everybody else, not him.
And had you communicated with him prior to the auction or during the auction or anything?
And so I was actually just waiting for him to reach out to me because I put my name on the who is, and he didn't after a couple of days, and I just pinged him, and he's like, "Oh yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm happy to take it, but I'll pay X. But anything more than that's not really worth it." And then I countered, and he said, "Okay."
But it was super not friendly. But did you communicate with him prior to the auction or anything?
No.
That's kind of what I was saying. I mean, that's the difference. Like the front running guys, what they'll do is reach out and say, "Hey,
yeah,
we've got this domain, we own it already." You know, like they act like they own it or have rights to it, even though they're.
Oh, like, no. I didn't do any of that. I'm telling this story just because, like, I almost never buy anything that's got one prospective buyer because it's just a recipe for disaster. But this, I just felt pretty confident that if I got it cheap enough, I'll flip it to him. And, you know, if I can make a couple bucks, and I figured it'd be worth it for him. And it was.
Well, I think that brings up a great point too. It's like, you look at a name like this Heston name and you think, okay, this is a big company that manages all this money and, you know, it's got access to a lot of funds. And that doesn't mean they're necessarily spending a lot of it. Right. But the, you know, yeah, I think, okay, it might be worth 5, 6 grand, 7, 8, you know, 10 G's is a pretty easy check for them to cut. So if you can get it for $1,000, you know, and with a few other potential, you know, buyers out there, I'm just saying it's an interesting thing to have to think about, but that was why I raised the question where, you know, you're really putting your eggs in one basket, but you know, it's funny. It's like, once you own the name, it's kind of to a Mars point, it's like, I own your brand. Like all your brand are belong to us.
Yeah.
Right. That old game.
Yeah. But,
that might be the title of today's show. All your brand are belong to us. So that's because that's effectively what happens. All right, cool. So I just wanted to divert there a little bit and dive into that because I think that was an interesting question, and I appreciate you guys giving some insight there. What else you like or don't like on the list?
So where is the list? Okay. So I like I really like In the Zone. I like those kind of
that's my favorite, random, yeah. You know, that's my favorite name on the list.
I like that one.
That's an Amar name, no question. Okay, yeah, that's you've written all over it.
I'm into it too. It's just like popular demand, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Popular. I love those kind of names. I like that. I like Legal Kit. I like Rising Tide, and I like Remarry. So Remarry. Hopefully, Josephine's not listening to this, but I think that would be a great that would be a great brand for a. I've always said there should be I know they have them, but they don't seem to be popular, but a dating site specifically for divorcees and single parents. And I think that I think that's an underserved market. So I think that would be a great brand.
People are bidding it up right now as you're explaining that.
Yeah.
But besides that one though, I think the my two favorite would be In the Zone and Rising Tide. I like both of those.
I was actually going to say, yeah, Rising Tide, I think is fantastic. To me, it's one of those things that represents a real positive kind of, we said Rising Tide lifts all boats.
But not very, because Drew will call you out if you say very.
No, I just call you out if you say very and it's out of context.
But I think that, I actually like Rising Tide better commercially than In the Zone, maybe depending on what, but In the Zone is a great one too. And to me, it was a basketball video game. Yeah. But it's all sorts of like, I envision Bouncy House franchise, or laser tag or it could be positive, mental wellness. We just did this digital well-being, mental performance episode on Sherpa, which is actually drops today, with some folks, out of Australia, that fantastic Fit for Life folks that, that's like, it's just the it vibes in a really positive, both names I think are cool colloquialisms that are very like positive and could be used for a bajillion different things. So I think they're really cool.
Yeah. So we'll be bidding against each other, I guess.
I think, we'll collude. No, I'm just kidding.
The truth is, this might be the first time I'm saying this publicly, so it'll make it accountable for me. I have really kind of stopped buying domain names.
Oh.
As of about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. I think Mila.com was the last big domain name I bought. I announced that one on here. And I've passed on a bunch of great deals, and I just, I believe domain names continue to be one of the best investments in the world. I just have a lot of them, and I got a lot of very good domains, and I'm just looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm never going to sell all these in my life. So I don't know. I'm torn because, on the one hand, I think this is definitely the thing I'm best at. I have a competitive edge in this market. I don't have a competitive edge in any other market. Therefore, the arbitrage opportunity is best in this market. But it's like, it's where I got most of my chips. So I don't know. I just we're going to see how it goes. I'm going to just start stacking chips and trying not to buy domains for a little while, see how that goes. And then I'll probably be right back with all you
details. You'll get sucked back in. I tried
the same shit
a couple of years ago, and it's when the right name comes to you, you're going to be like, okay,
you just can't say no. It's like
you can't resist.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Drew, in the meantime, why don't you send those to me, and I'll pick them up, and that way you don't have to feel as bad. You're like, yeah, my friend picked it up, so something.
I should sell my deal flow. I should get Who's the highest bidder for my deal flow? I got good deal flow, man.
Well, and this is not the first time since I've been working with Drew where he says, "Hey, I'm done buying names."
No, this is the first time where I was earnest about it. I was like serious. I've considered it before, but this is the first time I've actually been serious about it. And I think I bought one name for $700 like yesterday or 2 days ago, and that's the only name I think I bought in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and to the point that even our accounting folks are like, "Hey, are we missing emails? Like they're like, did some get messed up, in the process?" Yeah, so we'll see. Well, what was it about the? Was it something about this list and these names that made you? Because it's actually your turn. So, was there something you were thinking about where you're like, "Man, there's a handful of names that I otherwise would be in the market for, but since I'm,"
Look, I love RisingTide.com. I love InTheZone.com. There's nothing else on here I'd categorize as I love. Strategic Funding is a good name. That's the one that, almost a guarantee at some point you're going to sell that name, right? If you can buy it for a decent price, you're going to sell it for $5,000 to $15,000 at some point in the next few years. That's probably a sure bet. It's just a question of what can you get it for? And, but I love junkyard.org. It's tough as a .org. I don't know where you go with that, but you know, there's this whole movement. My mom's obsessed with it. It's like she's never told me before. Every time I get on the phone with her, she goes, she's like, you know, I just love this. Some stupid thing. It's not stupid. You know, it's a good thing. It's like pay nothing. Is it, there's like a movement nothing. Called pay, buy nothing.
Buy nothing, yeah.
Yeah, what's my mom that? Puts, you know, my mom goes and buys a dozen eggs, and then she puts the freaking egg carton on buy nothing, and people come and get them. She'll wait until she's got 10 egg cartons.
What does that mean?
And then some nothing. Local farmer will come and pick up the egg cartons to reuse. It's like Craigslist kind of thing, except.
But everything's free.
Everything's free. Has to be free. And there's rules around it, and you can just leave it out, and people come and just pick it up. And it's. Brady, so there's a buy you know better.
There's a buy nothing group in every city. They use Facebook as the platform. They tried to get off Facebook, but it didn't really work. But you have to actually live in the city, and you can only join your city's group. And these people get together. They have like little free flea markets where they all get together and bring their stuff out in somebody's yard or in a parking lot.
This is a dedicated community. It is, like these people are.
They
about
are definitely
it.
Dedicated. You don't buy anything. It's all trade, including sometimes for labor, for a skill. People ask to borrow stuff. Hey, my daughter's going to the prom. Can I borrow a dress? So that happens too. But it's only your neighbors. So when I moved, I posted a ton of stuff on Buy Nothing. Little stuff I wasn't going to bother with because I just loaded it up and like took it to Goodwill. But big stuff, like I got a dresser I want to get rid of, or I want a bed or whatever. Posted on Buy Nothing, people come and get it. And they come and get it like right away.
So what's the website? I just went to buynothing.com. There's nothing there.
No, Facebook. On Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh. And I think there might be buynothingproject.org might also be.
Yeah, they have that. They do have that, but they tried to switch everybody over and it just didn't really work. So it's still on Facebook. Because Facebook, you know, is providing the infrastructure.